Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, that is it is Monday. That is correct. Pretty damn breezy out there, too. Now that the sun's up, I can see her thrashing around. I actually tied my banana tree up yesterday. I'm like, I don't want to lose that sucker. See, that is okay.
Rough life, Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was out there.
Between that and your outdoor cushions, ugh.
I know. You have to pull everything in and everything. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of work. A lot of work. The joys of homeownership. All right, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, and it's 7:43 in the morning, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice 973 Instagram page. Oh. Follow the Alice 973 Instagram page to catch clips of the day from our show and other fun stuff. You could also see Jane there. She makes the occasional appearance. Afternoon Jane is incredible and certainly worth a follow.
Fantastic.
So you can also get all of our usernames there at Alice973. So then you can follow the show as well.
We
individually.
Love that. Yes.
She's really working that hairdo. I really liked looking at her through the go-to meeting we were on that last week.
Yeah, she does have a, she's got a look.
Oh, you saw her on there?
Yeah.
She was one, not everyone could turn their camera on.
There was
did
like 25
that?
Max, I think, something like that.
I but really felt like,
so
at least Jane was on
early,
there, thank goodness. She did. Of course she did. She's Jane.
Or she has priority because she's good at, you know.
Right. Everything. Yeah.
The way she looks.
Probably kick somebody else's camera off.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that meant. Anyway. Here's what's happening. So it is windy, although it's a really nice day. Like looking out the window, you go, it's gorgeous. The sun is out. It's not going to be too hot. It's just going to be windy. And certainly we have major issues from the wind. The fires have not started, which is the best news. But obviously myself and many other Bay Area residents have had their power turned off. And that part, while it sucks, I've also been evacuated, and I'd prefer the power outage to the run, get your stuff, and run for your life thing.
That's... The fewer houses and people and things we lose in fires, the better.
Right. So the power outages are on. Don't know how long they'll last. Depends on where you are. Sarah, I know you had been told you were going to lose power and didn't, so I don't know.
No, it was just a possibility, but most of Mill Valley is... Anything that's not in the flats seems to be out right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess because I'm down in the basement of the valley, I...
Got it. Well, I know that I'd been reading that the real heavy winds were up north, you know, like in your area. So I guess it is that you're in the valley because...
It's got to be.
Everything I read, that's where the worst of it was going to be.
I know all my friends don't have power right now.
The bottom line becomes that PG&E has had to cut power to more than 300,000 customers all over the Bay Area. They say from the Sierra Nevada foothills to the Santa Cruz Mountains. So a lot of people getting up this morning, or you got up to go pee or whatever you do, and went, this is blacker than black. This is as black. Like normally you've got a little glow in a corner. Mm-hmm. Of some kind of watch, some kind of screen.
Something's charging or a nightlight or whatever it is.
Right. And I woke up and went, oh, okay.
It is pitch dark.
Yep. And I definitely, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, I probably am not going to sleep anymore. Huh.
Do you have to manually open your garage door in times like this?
No, I'm just keeping it shut entirely.
So are you parking outside then in order to get your car? And
I see.
Mm-hmm. Is that still the decontamination area?
No, we do. Well, so we do park in there, but it is partly so we don't put two cars in there for sure, because there's definitely still overflow of bikes, skateboards, and groceries.
Treadmill too, right?
treadmills in there.
Those that's what a garage is for. Everything you can't fit in the house.
Exactly.
And pretty soon you can't even fit your cars in there. Just that's what your driveway's for.
Right. So anyway, it's all in use. But the good news is the preemptive power outage has helped. They didn't cause any overnight fires, and so that's good news. Right?
There you go.
Right.
Thank goodness there are no fires. No new fires, I should say.
Right. Now, as far as coronavirus cases go, in Europe, they're spiking hard. Ooh. And so France, Spain, UK, Italy, Germany to a lesser degree, but all of these areas have seen an uptick. All of them are now they're taking back a lot of the things they'd earned. You know, movies, theaters are shutting down, swimming pools, gyms all off again for Italy and Spain.
They did a curfew too, right? Like,
those curfews have been put in place. Yeah, they're spiking. And you know what? In parts of America, we're spiking too. California has done.
Oh yeah, we've had some big days.
I feel like we've done a pretty good job here, though. So.
Oh, California, I agree with you completely. But didn't the states just have 85,000 new cases 2 days ago?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. When you say we, you mean the United States.
I meant
states.
Everyone. Yes.
Right. No, the Bay Area is doing pretty good, though. I feel pretty proud of us. I don't necessarily know that we should let our guard down, but no. I do think that right. We're not dealing with this stuff. They're dialing all the way back to the beginning in Europe right now. So
Right. Anyway,
there's that as far as the coronavirus goes.
Yeah. Vaccine, please. Yay. That's the only thing.
Halloween right around the corner, everyone. And I don't know. I mean, now with power outages and added to the mix of coronavirus.
Oh, how awful it will be if even the people who are just like, the hell with it, we're still feeling festive and we're decorating, and now they can't turn on any of their decorations.
Right.
The body has stopped wriggling in the spider web across the street from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, a couple of the things that happened in my neighborhood yesterday, one of them was our neighbor said, look, I'm going to buy a generator right now. Do you guys want one? And I was like, too late in the day for that. I'm not going to deal with that at 5 o'clock at night trying to figure out how to get that thing rigged up. It's too late. Nope. No thanks.
Right.
And then an hour later, I could hear him out there trying to start the thing. And I was like, oh no.
Well, fun.
Is it a pull? One of those pull things? Is that what mine is? Start. Is mine a pull thing?
Yeah, I believe yours has the option to pull, but you also have a starter on it. So you can.
Well, who would ever take the other option?
Well, it's probably more pricey to have the, you know. Oh, the auto start.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, either whatever it wasn't starting. Later, when I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I could hear generators going all around me. So clearly people got them going.
They're not silent.
No.
That's one nice thing. I'm super tempted to do the, we're going to need a new roof in the next couple of years anyway. I'm like, why wouldn't I get a Tesla Powerwall? If you're already going to break the bank on your roof, why don't you just do it upright, get yourself some solar and, you know. My friend Tommy, he's got power at his house no matter what. He's got the... Oh, were you pointing at me? Like, ding, ding.
So you're making the right move. Those are all... Everything you're saying right now is right. The right stuff.
Well...
Do that.
I got... You know, that. I have this job what I'm doing from home, and I feel like I need to have power in order to do it.
Agreed. Anyway, a majority of people are still going to buy Halloween candy, whether or not have people show up at their house. They're happy to eat whatever they've got.
Oh yeah, give me some candy for sure. Yeah, candy, it's good
and,
for you.
And you know, candy, it's good,
delicious.
Everyone loves it.
Is that what is that music?
Hear? Oh, this is the Poltergeist theme song.
Oh, it just sounds so jolly. Starring Lana Turner. And Rex Reed.
I guess Heinz just decided to lean into it on this one.
Oh.
They, you know, you've often, or maybe you haven't. I know in all scary movies when we were little kids, we used to tell each other, you know, the blood scenes, we'd be like, that's just ketchup. It's okay. We're all right. It's not, yeah. You don't have to worry. So we always thought of the, you know, the blood scenes as ketchup. And that's, I don't know if that's universal or it's just us.
No, sure,
our way
ketchup,
of talking
right,
our way
absolutely,
through scary
right,
stuff.
Sure.
Heinz just created tomato blood ketchup. Of course, they didn't have to change the ketchup at all because it already looks like blood. So it's really just a vampire-themed bottle.
Oh, I like it. Tomato blood.
Tomato blood, right. So you can win one of these by submitting
a TikTok. Oh, they're like a limited edition
thing? It's a TikTok contest.
Ooh, what do I have to do? Ooh.
Which I guess you'll give them some promotional video that to use, but then you'll get your bottle of ketchup. You need to do things like dance or
Can I act out a death scene where I use tomato blood as the blood? I have to dance?
It looks like all you have to do is feature a bottle of ketchup and yourself on TikTok. So, yes, I imagine you could just act out a death scene.
I mean, remember my death scene from the other day? I'll just act that out with some blood on me.
There you go.
Oh, are we going to watch
really
it?
Want one?
Yes, I want one. Sure. Why not?
All right.
I don't know what I'll do with it, Vinny. Actually, I don't want one. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Here we go. Tomato blood ketchup. And it's just a scary... That's it.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they only changed the bottle.
It looks like it's glow in the dark. Is that
it does.
The
yeah,
case?
Sure
if you
if
turn
is...
off the lights, the tomato blood still lights up. That's interesting.
Or maybe that's only for the commercial.
Well, congrats on making something everybody wants. Tomato blood.
Over the weekend, some football was played. The 49ers beat up on New England pretty good. 33-6, everyone.
Yay!
I loved hearing all the stats on how the Pats have never lost like this since
they
the
had
90s.
Tommy, I think is what you're getting at here. It's, you know,
right. And Tommy, by the way, had an all-time great weekend.
Good
of course,
for
he did.
Beating
good for him.
Las Vegas 45-20.
Good for him.
Well deserved, Tom.
Yep.
He oh, threw me the ball a bunch of times, too. I caught a little ding-dong. I ring the bell.
So bitter. Anyway,
yeah, I am a little
he
bitter.
Not only
That's
threw
weird.
For touchdowns, he ran for one as well.
Oh, he's so amazing, my God.
That's
right. I mean,
somebody cleared a lane for him, and he
the Rams
limped
and
in.
Bears play on Monday Night Football, and our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, Vinny, I got the Honda Generator 2200, and it's super simple. Read the directions. It turned right on. It's running for me right now. I live in Montica. Maybe. I don't know. How do you misspell your own town? I don't get it.
Well, it happens. You know, autocorrect.
Anyway, I you know what? Listen, here's the truth. When this question came up last night as our neighbors were all scrambling, I said to my partner, my wife, I said, listen, that'd already be done if we hadn't had a million other things pop up in the last couple months. I'm not rushing into that right now. We're not doing it. So we'll do it in the spring. Yeah?
Oh. It's from Montclair, the hills in Oakland.
Oh, Montclair. All right.
There it continues. Yeah. Got it. Montclair Hills. Okay. Anyway.
I have a question for you about, because don't you have solar?
Yes.
Could you retroactively add a Tesla solar wall or whatever those
things
are
called? We already looked into it. They are not compatible.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do stuff. I get stuff done. This is not something that I purposefully ignored. We looked into it, couldn't do that, and then some other crap, every couple weeks pops up and gets
yeah,
in
no,
our way.
You've been having a year, even
so,
among all the people having years. I mean, there's right. been
yep,
plenty
no
of
doubt.
Stuff for the Hassan family.
I mean, the two kids alone, that's a ton of work. That's like
yeah
you know,
no we're
time.
we've had in other dramas I haven't even shared with you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Tell us all about it.
No.
All right, more on Vinny's dramas after these.
No.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.